Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Tell me what your word was for this past year. You told me last time you were on, but I don't remember.
Yeah, my word for 2014 was connect.
Okay.
And yeah, it was the year before it was breathe. So I needed that margin and discovered that margin and the margin in the rest of breathing. And this year was connect. And I really saw God bring a lot of transformation in the relationships that I have. Use that word. We live in a time when we can connect in so many different ways, from texting to Snapchat to Facebook. You know, you can connect in 1,000 ways without actually having meaningful connections. And this past year has been one of meaningful connections. I think initially, of course, with just that consistency with God, saying, hey, I'm setting aside this time. I'm going to connect with God before I connect with others. And then that made me better as I started to engage with other people. So it's been a real year of being able to discover those relationships that are most important to me and really making a connection and being present in the moment.
Anything about that word surprise you over 2014?
You know, I don't know why I'm surprised by this every year, but I'm increasingly surprised by how often it is in front of me. You know, it is absolutely everywhere. Once you start focusing on it, it just seems to crop up everywhere. I think that one of the ways that it surprised me was I connected the food that I was eating to my moods.
Wow.
Right? So now I'm a real health nut. I mean, I train every day. My wife and I are family. We eat organic. We eat very clean. She's a vegetarian. I'm a flexitarian, but nonetheless. So I really started to see when I compromised on my food, I made the connection to my mood. I was either grumpy or I was tired or I didn't feel very good. So I then could go back and say, well, you know what? I'm not going to eat that again. I'm going to make that change.
I love this because initially, of course, you think of relationship connection, which I love that too, because as you say, you can have a false sense of connection with people when it's really this just surface text or something, when face-to-face and taking initiative really does deepen the relationship. But any other connections you made that if I do this, then this?
Well, you know, I think one of the connections just on a professional level was I started to see myself as a connector. So my word is connect, and I started to see myself in such a way that when I would meet someone, I immediately thought, who can I connect that person to? You know, who would benefit from knowing this person? And I started to make more connections that way, and then I saw God do bigger things as I made those handoffs in relationships.
Wow, because that became your fruit as well, didn't it?
That's right.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.